to the Rendezvous des Cajuns, Cajun radio and TV show live from the historic Liberty Theater in downtown Eunice, Louisiana. I'm Ray Landry, and I'm your host this evening. This program, the only one of its kind, is sponsored by the City of Eunice, the Jean Lafitte National Historic Park and Preserve, the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, L'Association de la Musique Cajun, the Cajun French Music Association, John Guillory Allstate Insurance of Eunice, and the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana. And tonight I'm proud to present Jackie Caillé and the Cajun Cousins.
C'est caillou en bas mes pieds. Quand on est au blacktop, si je mets un bas. Il y a plus de poussière, pas ta journée, c'est misère. Pour aller à l'auto, ce voisinage. Quand on est fait la vieille maison, et où j'allais souvent, le calme, tout le temps, le temps se passe.
Jackie Collier and the Cajun Cousins. Back there on drums, Keith Richard on drums back there. And right here to my left, Chris Lognon, all the way from Erad, or Gaydon, close. Gaydon. Somewhere in Vermilion Parish. On fiddle right there, Benny Mueller. All the way on the other side, my friend all the way from Karen Crow. We were kids together, actually. From Karen Crow, Louisiana, Mr. Ivy Duga. And, of course, the man on the accordion, Mr. Jackie Collier himself. Let me tell you, last weekend, Festivals Acadien was amazing. If you didn't have a chance to go, Jackie and them opened the show Saturday morning, 10 o'clock. Y avait du monde à la gaspille. They had enough people at 10 o'clock to waste. And there wasn't a lot of... Y avait pas deux trop la poussière. They didn't have too much dust because it had rained about 7 inches the night before. But everything was okay, so... this is probably one of the songs that they played. Joli Catin.
Thank you.
But it's this avec toi, ma bonne
A while ago, I introduced that song as Jolie Catins, Jolie Cajin. There's a difference there for sure. You know, this in and around the minute the weather turns cool a little bit, we're looking for a reason to have a festival. And it just so happens that this is the festival season in and around, actually, Eunice and Lafayette. There was the festival... The Festival Acadien et Creole last weekend. There's the Rice Festival actually going on as we speak. And next week, we're going to have the Black Pot Festival in Lafayette at the Acadian Village. But the Black Pot Festival is far-reaching because right here, the Lakeview Park and Beach, on October the 20th through the 23rd, you're going to have the Black Pot Music Camp featuring nightly dances and music lessons. For more information on the camp, you can check them out on www.blackpotfestival.com. If you are computer savvy, you can click on to find out whatever's not only going on in Eunice at the Lakeview, you can also find out what's going on in Lafayette. So the next song, I got my list right here if I can find it somewhere. La Voix de Cajun, Cajun Waltz.
Thank you.
Beautiful job. Boy, I like that me. Ivan and I were talking a while ago about milking cows. Combien de vous a tiré les vaches quand tu étais jeune? Levez la main. How many of y'all was milking cows as a young boy or as a young man when you were younger? Milking cows, Moshe. I know you wasn't milking cows when you did. Really? I just had a wonderful idea. I bet you I could write a book about some of the experiences we had in the barn with those doggone cows. Ça s'appelle pas ça des bêtes pour rien. They don't call them bêtes for nothing. Ivan and I were talking about that, how the market has changed today, where everything is automated. The milk is untouched by human hands. How can that be? Well, anyway, it happens, and I know that everybody had my grandmother had a cow. Her name was Laron. That was the dumbest doggone cow in the world. I fought with that cow probably four or five times a week, and every time she won. Well, if I didn't hurry, listen, and I know you have a story just like mine. If I didn't hurry and milk that cow before she had a chance to finish that feed, she was coming out of that burburcon, whatever they call it, that thing that held her neck in. When she was, what it was called? En carcon. Yeah, that's what I said. Did I say that? I said that. Anyway, when she was finished eating, and sometimes it wasn't all of the feed, she was coming out of that thing. And look, how many times I spilled the milk, Ivy? How many times we spilled the milk? I had a 2x4 with her name on it, Laron. I went to the dance last night, and if God wants, we're going to go again tonight, yeah? We'll be right back.
This is on fire, yeah, this why they gonna call our swan. Yeah, I call John the prison, they gonna do my swan. Oh, yeah, I'm a jolly fee, they lock it down, long down. Come on, Scotty, to la mort, you for moi.
There's a lot of wonderful things coming to the Liberty Theater. 85 years ago, a birth of a baby child, man, changed Cajun music forever. Ira Lejeune was born on October the 28th, 1928, in Pointe Noire, outside Church Point, Louisiana, and to a family that embraced Cajun music. Encouraged by his cousin, Angelas Lejeune, and inspired by Amadé Audouin, the great Creole accordion player, Ira Lejeune is widely acknowledged as a significant influence in the return of the accordion to Cajun music. Next Saturday, October the 26th, right here at the Liberty Theater in Eunice, They're going to have a tribute to Arbor Lejeune. We will be celebrating Arbor Lejeune's life, and the music will be his sons, James and Irvin Lejeune, with Arbor's grandchildren, Emerson, Eddie, Monica Lejeune, Robert and Toby Richard, and great-grandsons, Bubba Hebert and Keegan Navarre, and the Vanacores, Milton, Ellis, and Arcee. We'll all be here next Saturday, 6 o'clock. So make it a point to come and enjoy, absolutely, this year, Arbor Lejeune. I know his songs live on and on and on, and I know that when some of the young kids, when they want to play Cajun music, especially at the jam session, La Voix de Pont-Amour is one of the favorites that they learned. So he has definitely influenced a lot of young Cajun musicians and us old folks as well. This is not one of the songs that were recorded by Ari, but it's a beautiful song as well. Dans le chagrin, in the misery. Tony Chagrin. Benny Mueller on vocals and fiddle writer. Excellent job. Boy, I like that me. Listen, you know, that's back. I remember back in the day, the old dance halls. You remember most of them, Ivy. I mean, I remember because I woke up on Sunday morning and most of them. But I remember the China Ball Club. I remember Webb's Neighborhood Lounge. Help me out here. Oh, the Triangle Club, for sure.
Timor Is.
Sure, for sure. But there's one that outlasted them all, still in existence today, the La Poussière in Bro Bridge. Let's hear it. Yes, sir. Many fans of La Poussière. And it just so happens, these fellows will be there tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock at the La Poussière. Let me tell you, Lawrence knew what to do because he knew that people wouldn't go inside of a dance hall anymore if it was all smoky and everything. So it's a smoke-free atmosphere when you go there. It's the largest, well, it's the only Cajun dance hall that we have left, and a big old giant dance floor. You can maybe make it around 3 or 4 times by the time the song ends. So if you get a chance tomorrow and you want to listen to a fantastic Cajun band, Jackie Calle and the Cajun Cousins, tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock in Bro Bridge. And I know when you go over there, you're going to hear this song, The Little Girl Next Door.
Я без антипа, Иресу туди намиза. Le jour va arriver. Est-ce qu'on est va arriver? Va demander à cette dame si elle voudrait se marier.
Just more.
That's a wonderful job there, Ivy. Beautiful song. I already announced on October the 26th there was going to be a special tribute to Ira Lejeune with Bobby Hebert and all the rest of those guys that I named and Keegan Navarre. And then right after that, on November the 2nd, we're going to have Ryan Brunet. Et les Malfecteurs is going to be providing the music right here at the Liberty Theater. And November the 16th, they're going to have the Eunice Main Street Day. It's going to be the Babineaux Sisters with Mayo Gaspar. And on November the 23rd, they're going to have Forrest Huval and Friends. And then November the 30th, they're going to have the Al Berard Band performing here. I did on purpose to not mention November the 9th. November the 9th is an all-star CD release party right here at the Liberty Theater for the National Park System. The name of the CD is From One Generation to the Next. They're going to feature Cheryl Cormier, Reggie Mutt, Briggs Brown, Goldman Thibodeau, Megan Brown, Jesse Brown, and many more. So it's a wonderful CD. I was proud to participate in that CD. It's for the National Park Service. It's going to be sold and played in all of the national parks, especially around the South, where people want to hear authentic cultural Cajun music. And we came here actually two nights and to perform. Cheryl and I did two songs, and all of these musicians participated in a collaborated effort by the National Park Service to have that CD. And we're going to have that CD release party on November the 9th. So mark it on your calendars. It's only a couple of weeks away. And see if you can attend. And from what I hear, Vincent's got a real good program that night. He's going to be responsible, I'm thinking, for setting up all the musicians. They're going to have a house band. And everybody that's on the CD is going to perform. And I think maybe even I had the great pleasure of listening to one of my mentors in Cajun music, Mr. Vin Bruce. Il est beaucoup malade aussi. He performed last weekend for the Festivals Acadien, and Vincent was just saying how he's going to try to get him because he's on that CD as well on November the 9th and try to get Vin back over here to sing that one song. La Special de La Cassine, the La Cassine Special. Yeah.
his young grandma. What did mommy know? What did daddy say? I bet don't shine in it. Why made you
like a scene special, Sha. I like that. You know what? The reason that we have young kids playing Cajun music, well, it's the love of the music for sure. But it's also an opportunity for young kids to be able to participate in the music that they love by attending jam sessions. And we are so lucky around this area in Unison and Lafayette to have jam sessions where those kids can go and not only learn to play the music, learn how to sing the songs and stuff. And one of those jam sessions happens every Wednesday night right here at Ruby's right next door. And it's the jam coordinator, musician, producer, and radio personality, Fred Charlie, is in charge of that. They ask you, please do not bring your amps when you go to that one particular jam session. They have their own sound system, and they want you to plug in to their sound system where they can adjust the music. Let me tell you, these musicians have been playing music for a long time. This is what happens when you get all these musicians that are not used to playing with one another. They're going to get up and everybody's going to start playing, and the first guy that can't hear himself, because we all tone deaf, we all know that we've been in front of the amps all these years and we can't hear anymore. Well, anyway, first guy to turn over back there and put the volume up, then he can hear himself. Then the next guy can't hear him because he's too loud. So the next guy, so they invite you, please, do not bring your sound system. They will furnish sound. And this happens every Wednesday night. Also sponsored by the CFMA, there's a jam session at Vermilionville. Every Saturday, 1 o'clock, it's free to get into Vermilionville. It's beautiful. It's in the Performance Center. It happens at 1 o'clock from 1 to 3 o'clock every day. We had a wonderful turnout today. We had two tour buses. Stanley Benoit and Brett Denias were the jam leaders, and we were knocking the roof off at the Performance Center today. It don't get no better than that. So if you're ever in the neighborhood of Lafayette and Vermilionville on Saturdays, please come. It's an event that's sponsored by the CFMA. It's one of their mission statements to preserve and promote traditional Cajun music. And both of those jam sessions does that. And I want to thank the sponsors for that for sure. Les petits pantalons courts, little short pants.
Soleil après se lever, et moi je prévois mon mille café. Moi j'ai pris à jongler
exile vieux temps. À mon vieux pas et papier et maman. Petit après encore, à plus jouer dans la cour. Ça fait penser quand j'étais sans sa galie. Et mama n'est pas ni peine maillie. Après que tu restes dans le foyer, un autre soleil a presque couché. Quand j'étais sans sauna. Ça fait penser quand j'étais sauna.
Yes, sir. One of the beautiful songs, one of a list of many beautiful songs written and sung and performed by Ivy Duga. We're going to do one. La voix de Tolan, Tolan Wolf.
Thank you. venir sans la trop tard. Pour tout ça, je lis que dit ma paix. Ça sera trop tard pour pardonner, pour s'attaper.
I just realized that we have a lot more songs than we're going to have time for because I've been announcing all those special events, so I'm just going to be quiet, maybe not for the rest of the night, but for a little while for sure. And we're going to do something called Going Out, Two-Stepping Shack.
Pas ta langue qui vient de passer, des souliers capés billets comme un miroir. Parti pour chercher